scriptures. They even take the names on of the Old Testament prophets and so forth. And they assume their
identity. And that's what I'm at odds with.
The world, you see? Okay.
Right. Well, I'm preparing a rebuttal, and I'd like to get your feedback on any refinements that it may need. Okay?
Well, look, you should know by now, I have one email I use all the time. I do have another, but this is the one I give on the air. It's rick458@cox.net. Okay? Rick, R-I-C-K, 458. All right, we get a break. Hour number two coming up. Thank you for your call there, Mark. We'll be back with more in just a moment or so.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Dr. K is with us today, and he's consented an hour, 2 hours now, to be with me because these subjects are too important to ignore, folks. I think this is where the rubber meets the road, and we're talking like no other facility that I know of. There may be some, but no other facility is talking about. These are the real issues, and I have to say I do feel a bit sorry for many of our colleagues and, you know, in radio land across the country who wish they could speak freely, who wish they could tell it like it is, who know they're simply mouthpieces for this falsetto regime that controls the media landscape and everything within this world system. But, you know, sooner or later, you know, you have to, you know, gird your loins, as they say in the scriptures, and pull up your pants. And or your skirt, whichever the case may be, pick up the sword and take a stand, because those who do not take a stand against them, most certainly, I can assure you, take a fall. And you don't want to fall on your face and find out that you can't get up. So you want to take a stand against who? Against the enemy of all humanity. A few minutes later, I'm going to play a little bit more. The end of that segment of the Rosenthal interview that he gave with interviewer William White going back to 1976, which, again, was never rebutted or refuted by any of the usual suspects. They ignored it. They buried it. They did not comment on it for the most part. And that was an age when it was all print media, television, radio, pre-internet, you know, pre-satellite use and so forth. So now we have the upper hand this last time. You know, it's amazing how God has such a sense of humor to be able to prepare all this before us, that he gives us the tools that will be used against them, their own instruments. You know, the hangman's noose that they built for us is going to be their staging point for their gallows. So I think that's kind of funny in a way. And that's exactly what will happen, because he's in control of everything. You know, the very use of the name Moab, you know, comes right out of the scriptures, you know, Dr. K, in the Old Testament, in Numbers and Ruth and so forth. And they use it, you know, to actually deride the scriptures. You remember George Bush?
I know they do.
Yeah. Remember what he said? Yeah. You're with us or you're against us? You remember? He was taking a line from us, do you see? They make fun of the scriptures constantly and doing it in the name of America.
Well, they do that with the Shriners and the Masons and all. They base all of that stuff on, like, the sickle or the curve and the star. And, you know, they base all of that stuff on Islamic dictums from the 8th, 9th, and 10th century. Christianity also, they use it. And they twist it. And now... To address what he said earlier, just follow the principles that are in the holy books. If somebody's violating the principles, it's a violation against the book. So to support the Zionists who are conquering countries, who are murdering people, who are instigating world wars, it violates the scriptures. It doesn't matter whether somebody interprets something as being Zion or whatever the word might be.
Misinterpreting. Well, that's the whole point, you know, is to know the letter of the law, as well as the spirit of the law. And that's why a lot of churches today are falling into that trap. And I have to take my hat off to some of the names that have come up recently who have finally realized what it's all about, the trap of the state and the church walking arm in arm. They should not walk together. They should not be locked together, because the church represents God, supposedly, not the government. And the government, we know, is controlled by the sons of Cain. So if the government controls them, the war machine then is their bailiwick, and why would any church want to support the enemy? I don't understand it. Now, I got a column. If I have a chance, I'm going to read some of it to you later. It's a Christ versus the military, and that's a pretty strong way of putting it. But, you know, when you read it and you think about it, really, it does come down to God versus war, because most of these wars today are not commissioned by God. They're commissioned by Satan.
Yes, they are.
And why do we drag God into everything? You know, we drag him into killing and murdering, wave the flag, put the Bible in it, and then it's all good. It's all right. No, we can't do that as believers. I mean, whether you be a Muslim or even Hindu, any religion, you do that, and then you're winding up in the enemy's camp. Huh? Mm-hmm. Where's the ACLU now, Doc? Where are they? Where's the ACLU?
They always talk about church.
Huh?
They're over there looking at what's his name is the ADL's up to. They're buddies.
Yeah, the old what's his name? Abe Foxman.
Abe, Big Bad Abe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all in
now.
I mean, what a litany of distractions. Black Lives Matter, the ADL, ACLU. Yeah. I mean, where do you even?
You're right. All right, I take my place now. I've talked too much. Let's go back to the phones. All right. Well, Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes. You're up.
Hello, Rick and Dr. K. I heard Sherry Edwards of Sound Health Options on Friday. She had a short comment that was kind of interesting. She was reading Putin's voice as thinking that he was confused, even scared. I was kind of surprised to hear that, but I wanted to throw that out there. Listening to David Oates, Reverse speech, Trump was saying, authorize my military. He's saying that forwards, and then backwards he's saying, force the battle. When he's asked a question about North Korea, he said, you never know, do you? I'm not like Obama, give a four-day or four-month notice ahead of time. He's saying in reverse, I'm not going to go in the public. And obviously, it appears to me saying, I'm not going to explain what I want to do with North Korea. And then on
Trump?
Syria, it says, I thought he was gone, talking about Assad. Another week, Russia, Russia came in and saved him, is what, you know, he says forward, and backwards he's saying they make a show. I have two books here. You were talking about Frank Britton, and...
Yeah, I was talking about him months ago. We were talking about Behind Communism in Russia. Yes.
Correct. What about Frank Britton's book, The Hoax of Soviet Anti-Semitism?
Yeah, sounds good.
Familiar with that book? I'm holding it in my hands right now. Another great book. I just got off of Amazon. I'm surprised. I thought Amazon was shutting off any and all criticism.
Give them time. They're getting to it.
I bought this book, Rick. Have you ever heard of it? It's The Jews Stupid by R. Vincent Burt. I didn't think it was going to be good. I thought it was going to somehow, you know, dismiss anti-Semitism, but no.
Well, maybe that's how it got by. No, I haven't heard of that book. No, I have not.
It starts out with Edgar Steele, and then it finishes off. The end of the book is, you know, the only solution, which begins with throwing all the Jews out of America. I mean, it is a fantastic book. It's $10 on Amazon. It's The Jews Stupid by R. Vincent Burt. It's just fantastic. I love it.
Anyway, okay.
Thanks.
Anything else, Wes, before we move along? Anything else?
Well, I would like to hear what Dr. K might have to say about sound health options. And, you know, is this Star Wars medicine? I guess her therapy, her treatment is to somehow give sounds that stabilize, balance out the body. She reads the body somehow with her software that it's telling her that something's too high and something's too low. You know, I'm trying to explain what it is. It's sound health options. It's Sherry Edwards. I've heard her a lot. She talks about a lot of other people that are in the news, and wow, it seems like she is saying,
all right.
Okay,
well, let Dr. K answer that, and then we'll move along. All right, thank you, Wes. Okay, listen off the air. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, you've got that MS, you know, so you've got to attack that with some kind of germicide. The data is showing spirochete invasion and viral invasion of the brain and the brain stem in disorders of balance like MS, like Lou Gehrig's, like Parkinson's, or disorders involving tremor. So I've always had my best results with the wild oregano. I mean, but cannabis is good, too. If you use the cannabis-wild oregano combination, that hemp and all super strength, if I was in his boots and I had to do something, I'd do that hemp and all super strength, a few drops under the tongue constantly, every hour. I'd be sipping on the juice of oregano constantly. I mean, those are a couple of relatively inexpensive but effective tools for that.
Yeah, and also, didn't you mention to me now the new product of the cannabinoids?
Oh, that Canna K Kierman. That would be pretty sophisticated.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
Canna Kierman is a combination of cannabinoid with the wild turmeric. And that if that would be very powerful for cognitive decline, for, you know, he's suffering with this multiple sclerosis. He's got to you've got to do something, Wes, more aggressive than what you're doing. That's all.
Cannabinoids also, didn't you mention pain killing?
Well, they're anti-pain. They're also neuroregenerative. See, they contain beta-carophyllin. Not every CBD oil has the beta-carophyllin, so the crude extract does. Beta-carophyllin is a big terpene. It's one of the few substances known which actually causes new neuron cell development.
Wow.
And that may account why I started writing more books after I started using a bit of that. I mean, I was able to produce, as you know, I finished The Poison Cupboard. It's been sitting around for 10 years. Yep. I did the wild turmeric cure. I did the cannabis cure. I re-edited the Quran, so I've got a better version of that. And then I published an audio book, and I just, my creativity. So I'm sure we need those cannabinoids in our brain. People smoke pot. They're getting something out of it. But what we didn't know is that cinnamon, oregano, cumin, cinnamon, oregano, rosemary, sage, cloves are rich in cannabinoid.
Yeah. Wow. So you're really learning something new every day. And now that is that product going to be available through North American Urban?
Yeah.
All right, folks.
It's there. It's there, yeah.
It's there now. So you can order it. You know, I went to Vitamin Shop just the other day to pick up some quick fix, you know, oil of oregano that I needed. And they said, oh, quite a few people are interested in oil of oregano now. And, yeah, we have a lot of inquiries for it and a lot of purchases, you know. So I thought,
that's
great.
Good for them.
And, of course, I've given them the brochures, of course, the forward to corporate. But, you know, people go in and, you know, business is tough right now for everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, people are looking for alternatives to the usual manure and the usual garbage the medical establishments are feeding them. And I think that's good that some people are thinking on their own.
You should know that I never take a pharmaceutical drug. I never use an over-the-counter drug. You should know that I never take a vaccine. If they want to shoot me with some vaccines for a trip overseas, and I'm working on getting a doctor's exemption,
yeah,
you got to live that way, people.
Yeah.
If you're doing okay, don't make it worse by doing something from the cabal. Get out of the cabal. If you're taking medication, find out a different solution. The Canna Kierman is very powerful for pain. It finishes pain. So if a person's on opiates, on you know, drugs, and you need some alternative, it works better than drugs.
And you don't have those side effects either, slowing down the whole body, do you, where you get constipated?
No.
See?
You get the opposite. You get
improved bowel. This is the problem, and that's all you hear about. You know, talk about the heroin addiction and the fentanyl, all of the rest of it, but really, to me, most of the biggest problem is right there within the hospitalization and medical society.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
problem. You know what the problem is? They're godless. Mm. It's all about the almighty buck and also preserving your licensure and stuff.
Yes, and so, of course. Money-driven. That's why I say call up North American, please, folks. Give them a call. Go online, North American Herb and Spice. And, you know, we promoted it heavily on this show. And certainly they are the best that I can think of for the purest of quality for all of these herbals and oils and spices that come right out of the Bible, right out of Genesis. You will find them there. So give them a call, 800-243-5242, North American. And I think we've got to get back to the phone calls because we have a few.
Yeah, I just want to mention that it's very fascinating about the Quran where it says the Taurat wal Injil, which means that you are to believe also in the book of the Torah and the book of the Christ, the Injil, which is the Gospels.
I find
that fascinating that that final big monotheistic religion honored all the holy books of God. And I would hope that we should all be students of all three books to gain that benefit you mentioned. That's how I got into this. It was the scriptures that drove me, Mr.
There
Adams.
There you go. All right, we got a break. Unfortunately, hold that call. We will be with you next, Barb and Caesar and all of you on the lines. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams and Dr. K.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All right, we're back now, folks, again. Very interesting, wonderful program today. And I think we're really hitting on some key points. I have a number of others, and maybe that audio clip too, but I'd like to defer to our callers first, so let's go to Barb in Florida. Hello, Barb. Welcome to the program. Barb, are you there? Okay, we have
you. Yes, and I'm just about 15 miles away from Mar-a-Lago, and I'm not happy. I'd like to be over there with a couple of signs, like betrayed. But anyway...
Well, maybe you could drive a tank through there or something. Yeah. Maybe you could pay a visit. Maybe a fighter jet might do. Yeah. Or maybe you could drop a Moab bomb. Well, whatever.
Just kidding,
folks.
Yeah.
Well, one of my friends who ran for sheriff, right before the first visit down there, he flew a banner up over Mar-a-Lago. He had to be out there by a certain time, but it was that Palm Beach County is a sanctuary county because, it is, even though the sheriff says it isn't, but it is. But anyway, Pastor Baldwin recommended, and I purchased a book called Judaism's Strange Gods.
Yeah, that was Mike Kaufman, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, yes,
right.
Right. And I'm reading that right now. It's not an easy read for me, but
Mike Hoffman, he used to work for UPI at the time, right? And got fired because he was talking about the Israeli invasion, I believe, into Lebanon. And he was, I guess he was telling a little truth that he shouldn't have been telling. So he started to get very active in these causes. And, he's written some interesting material. Mike Hoffman. Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. My second point is Rima Khalaf. She was, UN Undersecretary General and mm-hmm. Executive Secretary for the Economic and Social Commission for Western mm-hmm. Asia.
Yes.
And she resigned because she gave a truthful report about what's going on with Israel and the Palestinians.
Horrifying.
Yeah, wasn't that within the last week or so? I was reading that.
Yes. Yes,
and she actually didn't resign. I think she was given a pink slip to leave. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well,
that's why we fight, for freedom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And it is an American Free Press. I hope everybody's subscribing to it because you get the truth in that newspaper.
And well, there's some good articles this week in there, as a matter of fact, yes.
Excellent. And also Paul Craig Roberts, I don't know whether he wrote it or somebody else wrote it, a whole expose on Israel that was excellent about what it costs us. I think, the title of it, What Israel Costs Us. And we've given them $233 billion since 48, $233 billion.
We gave them the right to perpetrate 9/11, which cost the global economy about $28 trillion. It destroyed the entire global economy when the Jews blew up the World Trade Center and mm-hmm. got away mm-hmm. with every level of it. It destroyed every potential that existed on this planet, at least in the Western world. So that's where we start.
Yes.
It's so awful.
You can't repair it.
It started, somebody said, maybe, I don't know whether it was Rick or someone, and repeated somebody else, that it started in Netanyahu's brain, and I wouldn't get past them.
It was facilitated in Netanyahu's brain. It started a long time ago. Isser Harel made that clear. They've been plotting this for 40 years.
By the way, the woman that you mentioned who was actually ousted from the UN position actually is written up this week in the American Free Press publication, quote, talk about the, quote, the deluge of catastrophes that has overtaken them in that region today is a direct result of unchecked opposition or oppression from Israel, and mm-hmm. that's why she got herself canned, okay?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she spoke the truth, she was ejected.
Well, we know what happened to Helen Thomas, right? Helen Thomas.
Right.
She was baited by some Jewish reporters, and she came out and said, get them the hell out of there. They don't belong there,
Yeah.
And then she got canned.
She was finished.
And so did Rick Sanchez.
I'll sign off for somebody else to get on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. We'll come right back with the next half hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, we are, folks. And let's not forget, Dr. K's website is nodisinfo.com. Got it back up. He's posting these articles that we've been talking about since the beginning of the first hour, nodisinfo.com. Don't forget Art. He's away this weekend. Art from Philly, noplaceforcorruption.com. Okay, and see what he's posting as well. We've been tying all the loose ends together here, and, you know, we read some positions like, we've been talking about characters from the Bush era. All of them are in this administration where Trump has reversed virtually everything he said on the campaign trail. And now it's so apparent that everything he's been saying is what? He's a liar. He's a liar. She's a liar. I'm a liar. You know, and that's what it's all about, my friends. Lying, and they lie. So much so that they believe their own lies. You know, John McCain is a CIA deep state asset. I believe they've got a big dossier on him. When he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, yeah. He is owned by them. He is controlled by them, and so is Lindsey Graham, as we brought out with Art a couple of weeks ago in his cocaine trade, going back
homosexuality and all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, see, they run. They have the closets filled up, Doc, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They got the videotape.
Yeah. So, I mean, they can trot them out whenever they want. And that's why they like compromised politicians to run for president. All of them, Marco Rubio was one in particular, and his dalliances and so forth, his nightclub routine, shall we say, maybe the Orlando club, you know. They control their mouths, their minds, and their message. All right, let's go back to the phones now. I think we have, let me see who was next. Was it Caesar? No, I believe we have Rick in Arizona now. Hello, Rick. Come on up.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dr. K.
Yeah.
You got any recommendations on cataracts?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on?
Well, I got, they say I got age-related cataracts, and, I got one eye that's a little smoky, but I can still see out of it. Is it true that you got to get them out right away, or is that just a sales pitch?
Try to see if you can. There are some things when they're early that you can try to smoke them a little bit. You might try that cannabis turmeric drops and just keep taking it on the hour. Try some wild chaga, raw chaga drops, it's known as chago power, and you just and just set them out, and every hour you take squirts under the tongue. You can. Cataracts are a little bit tough, but there are some reports of some things that you can put in the eyes. You can study those on the internet and see if anything makes sense. I'm working on it. I'm trying to find a plant that'll dissolve cataracts. Actually, I'm working on it. I'm trying to bring it up from South America. It's been used by the natives.
Mm.
But
wow.
But that's what I would do, is try those drops under the tongue. Let me think about it. Maybe
you say if you wait too
something.
Long. They say if you wait too long,
you're
going
to just take it out if you wait too long. But you try something for a couple of months. It can't hurt, you know. Maybe shoot me an email, and I'll think about it.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Shoot an email.
Okay, anything else, Rick?
Yeah.
Rick,
oh, I don't know. One more thing, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know. I just can't see anybody throwing a rock at North Korea. I don't care how many we got. I mean, I think they can sink most of our Navy over there if they want to.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's one of them anyway.
I mean,
nothing's going to happen. They might fake something, distract us with a fake. Almost that rocket attack was almost fake-like because there wasn't any real damage.
That had a runway, so.
Yeah.
You have to remember something else, too, and my understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, but prior to this ascendancy of the neocon rise again with this new change of administrations, was that South Korea had demonstrations almost daily to get America out of South Korea, to leave them alone, let them defend themselves. Same thing with some of the Taiwanese, and the new president has shifted a bit because of bribery, so forth. But also, throughout the world, we have these 850 bases that were involved in occupying.
Yeah.
The Roman Empire is crumbling. And prior to that, they didn't have a problem with little North Korea and Kim Jong-un and Il and the rest of them. The problem was treason in World War II, the war that saw China betrayed. And then, of course, North Korea came about, the betrayal of South Korea, and then Vietnam. War is good business. War is good business.
You know, Japan wants us out of there. And so you think they're trying to take
yes,
up the
Japan,
plan,
right,
North
exactly.
Korea? Japan wants
you know,
out
I don't
of,
think you
plan.
Can think, you can't think anything because they're all one world government.
Right, that's the game. The game is to build a fear complex.
Don't forget what Reuven Azar said. Well, we don't want them to think we like them too much. So look, we have to make it look like he don't like us and we don't like them.
Well, Japan, you know, is still occupied. Germany is still occupied.
Sure it is.
NATO. You know, it's all
Rockefeller
about.
Occupies Japan.
Right,
forget it.
Right, right. The Americans do their dirty work. The new empire. Pat Buchanan said that, basically, in his books. And this is it, Pax Americana.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right. Okay, thanks for your call, Rick. Caesar in New York, I believe, is up next. And, yes, come on up, Caesar.
Yeah. How are you today, Rick?
Good, good.
How are you? How you been doing?
I've been doing good. I agree with Dr. K. He says it's smoke and mirrors. I say it's a dog and pony show. I think it's all theater. They're all combined. But I called you to let you know that today in the city there is a big protest against Trumpstein.
Yeah.
And everyone's out there protesting Trumpstein. They had signs. Israel did 9/11. They have signs. President Kushner. They have signs against the Grim Reaper, which is Bannon. That comes from Saturday Night Live. They had pictures of Trumpstein with the aliens, which that also comes from Saturday Night Live. So they have it's a huge protest in the city, and it was they were marching towards Fort Trump.
Well, a tax march is going on today as we have been speaking, you know.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, a tax march?
Good for them.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's about the tax information. It's really kind of comical, but there are elements within the movement that are really getting a little deeper than just Mr. Trump and his lack of a tax release, you see? It goes much deeper than just economics. So
you're going to have to do quite a few things to be... Caesar, thanks for the inside information.
I asked 5-0 what it was. They said it was a... It was a rally against Trumpstein.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, these don't get covered very much, do they, huh?
No,
they don't.
I mean, look, he's only been there, what, 2 months, and he's trying to go to war with North Korea, which I think is a dog and pony show. He's trying to go after Iran. Let's not forget what's going on in Syria. Let's not forget about Yemen and Lebanon. I mean, like you said, like Smedley Butler said, war is a racket.
There we go.
I think we need to pull back and correct ourselves, Caesar. Let's not make it he said or he's doing or Trump. It's they who are doing it under his fronting for them. Let's remember it's the hidden tyranny, the tyranny that dwarfs all other tyranny. In fact, I think we're going to play that if we get a chance. But if we have a chance, maybe we'll play a couple of minutes of it. But thank you for your call, Caesar. I appreciate it. In fact, go ahead. Do you have something to say? All right. Okay, I guess he's gone. Sam, if you could just play a couple of more minutes of The Hidden Tyranny.
Play it again, Sam.
Go ahead. Give us a few minutes. This is the interview he did. Jacob Javits's Top Man. Around 1,200. Yeah, that's the one with him on.
We managed to nail Jesus to the cross for his attitude towards us, whereas the modern Christians enter into party politics and in order to win elections, they debase themselves by begging for Jewish votes. They even enter into political intrigues with us against the interests of their own nation. We can live among other nations and states only as long as we succeed in persuading them that the Jews are not a distinct people, but are the representatives of a religious faith who, therefore, constitute a religious community, though this be of a peculiar character. As a matter of fact, this is the greatest of our falsehoods. We are obliged to conceal our own particular character and mode of life so that we will be allowed to continue our existence as a parasite among the nations. Our success in this line has gone so far that many believe that the Jews among them are genuine Frenchmen, or Englishmen, or Italians, or Germans who just happen to belong to a religious denomination which is different from that prevailing in these countries. Especially in circles concerned with government, where the officials have only a minimum of historical sense, we are able to impose our infamous deception with comparative ease. Therefore, there is never the slightest suspicion that we Jews form a distinct nation and are not merely the adherents of a confession. The one glance at the press which we control ought to furnish sufficient evidence to the contrary, even for those who possess only the smallest degree of intelligence.
In what ways have you been able to gain power?
Our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. We authored the quotation, "Money is power." As revealed in our master plan, it was essential for us to establish a private national bank. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely since it is owned by us, but the name implies that it is a government institution. From the very outset, our purpose was to confiscate all the gold and silver, replacing them with worthless non-redeemable paper notes. This we have done.
What do you mean by non-redeemable paper notes?
Prior to 1968, the gullible goy could take a $1 Federal Reserve note into any bank in America and redeem it for a dollar, which was by law a coin containing 412 1/2 grains of 90% silver. Up until 1933, one could have redeemed the same note for a coin of 25 4/5 THS grains of 90% gold. All we do is give the goy more non-redeemable notes, or else copper slugs. But we never give them their gold and silver. Only more paper. We choose and prospered through the paper gimmick. It's our method through which we take money and give only paper in return.
Can you give me an example of this?
The examples are numerous, but a few readily apparent are the stocks and bonds market, all forms of insurance, and the fractional reserve system practiced by the Federal Reserve Corporation, not to mention the billions in gold and silver that we have gained in exchange for paper notes, stupidly called money. Money power was essential in carrying out our master plan of international conquest through propaganda.
How do you propose on doing this?
At first, by controlling the banking system, we were able to control corporation capital. Through this, we acquired total monopoly of the movie industry, the radio networks, and the newly developing television media. The printing industry, newspapers, periodicals, and technical journals had already fallen into our hands. The richest plum was later to come when we took over the publication of all school materials. Through these vehicles, we could mold public opinion to suit our own purposes. The people are only stupid pigs that grunt and squeal the chance we give them, whether they be truth or lies.
All righty. Well, we can pause there.
There's no...
Go ahead. Cut it right there. I think that gives you, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story for now. Yeah. All right. So it's pretty evident that every single thing he has said has come to pass, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the Protocols of Zion were produced by them anyway, and that deals also with the use of vaccines to weaken and,
yeah.
and you know, yeah. feebleize the population. So
who controls it all? But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take Ann in Colorado, and we have time for Susie in Arkansas. Okay, Ann, come on up now.
Hello?
Hi, you're on, yes.
Yes, I wanted to ask Dr. K, is there anything I can take for macular degeneration, which I've had for 20 years? It's gotten worse. I'm going blind, night blindness, color blindness, exotropia, along with cataracts. And I no longer believe what the ophthalmologists have been telling me for two decades. There's nothing to be done.
Yeah, no, that's not true with macular degeneration. You have to feed that with pigments. You have to feed the pigments to the back of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, if
I have severe atrophy. I'm in advanced stage.
I would feed the pigments and I'd feed the cannabinoids. Remember that can of curcumin I was telling you about, drops under the tongue?
The can of...
It's with cannabis and turmeric, yeah.
Yeah, cannabinoid.
If it were me, I'd take that under the tongue every hour. Every 2 hours, I would take the...
Regenerate retinal cells?
That's the purpose of the cannabinoids. Remember I told you about beta-carophylline? It's the only thing we know of that can regenerate damaged neurological tissue. The optic disc is neurological, not just cones and rods in there. It's coming from the optic nerve.
And where do I get this?
You go to AmericanWildFoods.com.
I'm not very computer savvy.
Well, let me do this
online.
Again.
All right. Why don't you
listen.
Send me an email then? Let me guide you that way so we don't.
I don't even do email.
She doesn't do that. Let me give you the phone number again. Can you take it down, Ann?
Hold on. Find something to write with. She needs what Mr. Adams is taking.
He's taking the chaga drop.
Okay.
Hold on, all right. The number of North American herb and spice. Just remember North American, okay? And it's a toll-free number. So you can call them and explain the situation, what Dr. K has just said. 800-243-5242. That's the number.
Let me tell you something. You want the wild raw drops, not just what I told you. You want the wild greens drops.
Wild raw drops?
Wild raw drops, greens, berries, and chaga. All of that together with this.
Wild raw drops of what?
Yeah. You call them. Call them and just...
Give them a buzz. Why don't you just call the number, talk to the persons about what we've said and your problem, and they will help you with the extracts, all right? Okay, Ann, thank you. We'll come right back.
Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Radio Avenger here, Rick Adams. Remind you, don't forget our good friend Andy Hitchcock in the UK. He's got some very exciting guests coming up, and you can tune into his program on www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And we have Susie now in Arkansas. Hello, Susie. Welcome.
Hi, Rick and Dr. K.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I originally wanted to call in just to let you know about, and if you would, all of the listeners, about a Faith and Freedom Conference that's taking place in Harrison, Arkansas at Tom Robb's place. Are you familiar with that, Rick, at all?
I've heard of it, but no, I'm not familiar with the exact details.
Well, all I know is it's the last weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday at his place, and it's just outside of Harrison.
Harrison, yeah.
Arkansas. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have all the particulars on that.
Isn't that where Comparé's set up is? Dr. Comparé in Harrison, Arkansas.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about that. It's not a short story from what I understand, because when I first came here quite a few years ago, I tried to make contact with the group, and it was like they didn't want to talk to you.
Well, yeah, I can understand that, too, with a lot of attacks they have gone under. You know, we've been besieged by a lot of people in that field, and the Christians today are really being attacked, you know, by other Christians and the media, so I can understand that. We don't have time to go into that, but, you know, as far as the conference is concerned, I can't give anybody any details other than what you're saying to me now.
Yeah, they might find the website. One of the writers for the American Free Press is speaking, a fellow from South Africa.
All right, well then AFP would be fully appraised upon it, and they would be able to be contacted, the American Free Press, online, right? So
yes.
they would know.
They should.
Yeah, that's good. Fine. Is it this weekend?
May I ask Dr. K a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Dr. K, I have a lot of symptoms of Parkinson's, and I've had, over the years, I've had a lot of head trauma.
Oh.
And I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm doing your cannabis.
Okay.
Not cannabis, but the
Impanol,
one Impanol, that doesn't have a lot of flavor to it.
Yeah, the one with the oregano, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was, what was it you were talking about? This is
Canacurmin. I would highly recommend that. You take it as drops under the tongue, you'll feel it go right to the head. All that trauma has damaged the some of the brain components. And you need beta carotene. So both the thing that doesn't taste good and that one and maybe this so-called Hempanol CF, which does taste good, maybe all three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, some juice of oregano wouldn't be bad. It goes right across the blood-brain barrier. Some wild chaga is a very good regenerative for Parkinson's.
Now, like at the end of the day when I'm really tired, I stagger all over.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor thing.
Well, hey,
yeah,
Susie,
start
unfortunately,
all of these things as drops, you know, under the tongue.
Susie, we're out of time. You know, call North America and give them a buzz at that number, North American Urban Spice. Talk to one of the health resource people, and they'll help you. All right? And thank you for your call right now. We're out of time. Dr. K, another great 2 hours.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you betcha.
Thank you. All right. God bless. We'll talk again. All right, folks, we're out of time. God willing, we'll see you again next week. Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.